Good morning, Coin 93.9.
Hello, this is Ivy.
Yes, sir.
Corey Morrow, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Morrow. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So let's talk this new song. I think it's absolutely fantastic that you've got a new love song that's dropping on Valentine's Day. Did you plan it that way, or is that just how it worked out?
I'm sure somebody planned it that way. I must have really smart people around me, right? Either be wise or surround yourself with wise counsel.
Tell me about it. Where did it come from?
About 20 years ago, and I initially wrote it for a girl, and then we broke up, so I wrote it for my parents and everybody else who loves each other. It was just sort of an eternal, general way that I've felt about love, and that it would be an eternal, all-powerful, all-everlasting thing. That's why I thought I felt about this girl, and I decided to dedicate it to my parents.
Well, I have to say that I was already enchanted by it just from the title. Always and Forever is a way that I used to sign my letters to those people that I loved. So I was taken. You had me from the title. So
that's awesome. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And it's a great song, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. And don't tell anybody. I know it's not supposed to hit until like noon today, but I'm going to play it in a minute.
Playing it anyway?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I'm one of those types of people that would rather ask for forgiveness than for permission. So I'm going to play it in a minute.
I can't say that I disagree with you on that one. I pretty much go that same route.
You're going to be at Billy Bob's at the end of March.
Yes, I am.
Are you looking forward to that show?
I am. It's been a while since we've been back, and we've got a kind of a special show that we're going to do. We've decided this year that we're going to start playing all the songs. So I've been playing music for 25 years now, it seems like. And the first three albums that we put out are songs that are more of a sort of like a country western route, and they're more of a two-step and kind of dancehall type music. And I have kind of shied away from that in the recent past. So we've found out that the folks that come see us actually wish that we would play those songs. So we decided we were going to go back and see what everybody wanted to hear. And it turns out they want to hear songs from those first three records. So we're going to go back and play things the way they used to be. And in fact, that's the name of the tour, is The Way Things Used to Be. So we're kind of taking set lists from 20 years ago and we're going to remake them and replay them and go out there and give people what they want. We're going to go back to the dance halls that we kind of have stopped playing. And play more country western music so people could two-step and kind of remember what it was like when we first got started for them and for us. So the Billy Bob show will be one of those The Way Things Used to Be tour shows. So I'm very excited about that. That's kind of one of the original places where when you get to play the Billy Bob stage, you feel like you've made it in the industry. That was the music we were playing back then when we first played, got up on that stage. So I'm excited to kind of go back and kick things off again, so to speak.
Well, we're excited to have you in the area. Like 25 years is a long time to be doing music, but what gave you the gumption to try it? What was the reason that you said, I want to do music for a living?
Well, the answer is not as beautiful as you might think. I was in school at Texas Tech, and I was also in the fraternity, and we were hanging out every night. I met Pat Green like my sophomore year, the latter half of my freshman year, and he was just picking up the guitar, and I had been playing for about 6 years or so, but we were just hanging out playing and learning songs, and we were just figuring stuff out, and our friends were coming around, and we'd stay up all night, and we'd play music, and then we started writing, and when we wrote our first songs, they thought that was great, and next thing you know, they got us a gig, and I decided that I liked playing in front of people more than I liked going to class, and so I just sort of sat and looked in the mirror and said, what do you want to do? What do you want to be doing when you wake up and you're 40 years old? Do you want to have any regrets and say, I wish that I had done this, I wish that I had done that? And the answer to myself in the mirror was no. I want to be able to look in the mirror and say, whatever I'm doing, I can say I tried to do this or I tried to do that, and it either succeeded or failed, but at least I can say I tried it. So I kind of just decided I liked playing music more than I liked going to class. So I chose that.
Well, I was the same way. I liked to listen to music rather than go to class, and here I am, a DJ now.
Hey, see, it works out. Well, I think that for me, I feel like God was talking to me most of my life, and I was listening sometimes and not listening other times, but he was always talking to me and always speaking to me, and I'm just grateful that, that I still get to play music at this stage of my life, and I still love to play music at this stage of my life, and I have 5 kids and a beautiful wife, and I'm blessed beyond imagination, especially imagination that I had 25 years ago. I would never have thought that this is what my life would look like and that I'd be so fulfilled. And so I'm just extremely grateful. And to you for playing our music and listening to our music and everybody who comes out to see us. I mean, that's what makes it. We're all in the service industry. And, you know, when we get up on that stage, I'm thinking about wanting everybody in that crowd to have as much fun as they can and to give them as much love as I can from the stage and to let them know that they are loved. And so being able to play music for them is their way of showing me love. So it's a pretty beautiful symbiotic relationship.
Mr. Corey Morrow, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mrs. Ivy Lee. I appreciate you having me.
No problem. And we'll see you Friday, March 27th, live and in person at Billy Bob's. Have a wonderful show. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Thanks again for putting love songs into the world.
My honor. Happy Valentine's Day.